And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. Well, they've both been with us before from the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra, and they're going to be talking about their upcoming concert, which is going to be a jazzy American salute. We have the conductor and music director and their first major outing with the orchestra, Carolyn Watson, and of course, the executive director, Tim King. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, both of you.
Thank you. Great to be here again.
Well, Carolyn, this is your first time out with the orchestra, except I know you just did the children's concerts, but I mean, this is your first regular concert. So tell us a little bit about what's going to be in a jazzy American salute on November 13th.
Okay, so it's a wonderful program. I'm particularly excited about it for a number of reasons, actually. So we've titled it A Jazzy American Salute, and with respect to the inclusion of the word salute, that's because we would like to honor and recognize our veterans, because, of course, a couple of days prior to our concert is, in fact, Veterans Day. So in the program, we've got a number of pieces, including the Armed Forces Salute, America the Beautiful, etc., that we would like to honor and recognize and thank our veterans for their service. And the other works on the program are just going to be, I think, such a treat for the audience. So it's going to open with a work by a very young but very gifted American composer from Texas originally, and his name is Kevin Day, and
he's amazing.
He's actually going to be with us in LaPorte.
Oh my gosh.
So we're
excellent.
Very excited about that. And the piece that we're going to play of his is called Lightspeed, a fanfare for orchestra. It's basically a 2.5-minute tour de force of energy for the orchestra. I know the audience is absolutely going to love opening with this particular piece, and having Kevin there is going to be truly wonderful as well. Another treat for listeners is the concerto on the program. And for a concerto, it's relatively short. It comes in under 10 minutes. But oh my goodness, what happens in that short amount of time is just mind-blowing. And it's a work by Artie Shaw, and it is in fact his clarinet concerto. So we're going to be joined by a soloist from Europe, in fact, Peter Smilev. And Peter is a doctoral candidate at the University of Kansas. He comes to us with professional European orchestral experience, and he is also just a fabulous guy and a wonderful soloist. So he's going to present for us the Artie Shaw Clarinet Concerto. And rounding out the first half of the concert, we have got works by the great American educator, conductor, composer, Leonard Bernstein, of course, best known for West Side Story. But this is, we've got three dance episodes from On the Town, which are just really fun, cool, jazzy, popular, just great pieces of music. And that takes us up to intermission. And following that, we've got a work that is new to LaPorte audiences, and I'm particularly excited about bringing it there. And it's the Afro-American Symphony, the first symphony of great American composer, but one kind of has taken a little while for us to recognize just how good he was, William Grant Still.
Beautiful.
Beautiful program. Tim, we'll kick it to you for a minute. So I'm sure tickets are going well. Tell us about the ticket sales and availability, where everything's at.
Thank you. Well, tickets are going well. We only have two more tables available on the floor at this point for that concert. They can always get their tickets at lcso.net. We also have tickets available at Roxy Music in LaPorte in the Civic Auditorium. Another thing that we have just come upon that's been a really nice addition is we have had a very generous donor that is going to pay the admission for any veteran and their guests to come to the concert.
Excellent.
Well, that helps the orchestra and it helps the veterans, but this is something that they wanted to do. So we want to get that word out there. And they just simply call the orchestra at 219-362-9020, or they can send us an email through our website, lcso.net, with their name and email, and we will take care of them and have them come to the concert.
Gosh, what a beautiful thing.
Carolyn's done such a great job. I have to admit, most of these pieces I was not familiar with, and I've been in arts administration for years, but boy, after hearing some of these pieces, no pun intended, but I'm really jazzed about this.
How appropriate.
Yeah. So, Carolyn, do you know Kevin Day? Is that how you reached out to him, or did he reach out to the symphony?
Yeah, so I came across this work just shortly before the pandemic, in fact, in one of my last gigs before basically travel and the world shut down, way back in February 2020, I believe.
Right.
And I was doing an invitational at Washington and Lee University in Virginia. And my colleague who had invited me to work with the orchestra there had in fact commissioned this piece from Kevin Day, and it was on the program. And over the course of the weekend, I worked on that piece and got to know it and kind of recognized really what a great piece it was and what a good fit for the LCSO it would be. And I have actually since then done it on two other occasions. So I'm more than excited that we can open our subscription concert season this year. And obviously my first one as music director with this great, great piece by Kevin Day.
What are we looking forward to for the rest of the season? Holiday and some of the other concerts real quick in our about last minute left here.
Yeah, so we've got a wonderful holiday pops lined up, and then we're going to see audiences again in March with a classical-focused program centered around the music of Tchaikovsky, including Verdi's Force of Destiny Overture. We've got a wonderful cello soloist called Hannah Collins, who's going to play Tchaikovsky's Rococo Variations and then finish with Tchaikovsky's Mighty Symphony No. 5. And then in April, audiences are going to love a wonderfully exciting concert full of film music. The central work on that is the great Star Wars suite by Los Angeles-based composer John Williams.
Oh, my gosh. And, Tim, you had to wrap up here in the last 30 seconds.
Well, again, tickets available on our website, lcso.net. We have a limited amount of tickets because of still the pandemic and the various stages that we're in, but we are going to have the concert and so far, terribly excited about the tables on the floor so far, and that the chance that we're going to be able to take care of our veterans as well to come to the concert.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air. Carolyn Watson, music director for the LaPorte County Symphony, and executive director Tim King, thank you so much for coming on and sharing about your upcoming concerts.
Yes, thank you. It's an amazing lineup.
Thank you both. Thank you both. Yeah.